Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Excuse me. There are those that would argue that this could be marked down as one of the greatest strategies ever put forth to get the Democrats to betray the truth. On the other hand, this could also, you know, like I was talking about the other day, it becomes a matter of if enough states adopt this and start nullifying federal gun law, then the feds would have no choice but to go along with that simply because, you know, too much of America is nullifying their federal law. Now, this does not stop the asterisk administration, though. They're firing back at the state of Missouri over the new Second Amendment Preservation Act, arguing that the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution requires law enforcement in the state to enforce any and all federal gun laws. Now, remember this. This could always be applied also to illegal immigration and marijuana legalization. Remember that, because those are their pet projects right there. I don't really have a dog in the fight about marijuana. Illegal immigration, that we should all be against that. We should all be against that. The Associated Press received a copy of the letter sent by the Justice Department officials on Wednesday evening and reports that Acting Assistant Attorney General Brian Boynton claims that the new law threatens to disrupt the working relationship between federal and local authorities. That's already disrupted, pal. That's already disrupted. The fact that these guys are falling for this, and they are falling hard for this, and they're going to carry some water to this fight, is interesting to me, because this completely undermines their whole deal about immigration sanctuaries. Completely. The Justice Department argued in the letter that the state lacks the authority to shield any Missouri businesses or citizens from federal law or to prevent federal law enforcement officials from carrying out their duties. He said the bill conflicts with federal firearms laws and regulation, and federal law would supersede the state's new statute. He said federal agents and the U.S. Attorney's offices in the state will continue to enforce all federal firearms laws and regulations. He asked that Parson and Eric Schmidt, the state's attorney general, clarify the law and how it would work in response by Friday. Now, the Second Amendment Preservation Act doesn't conflict with federal gun laws and regulation. It simply states that state and local police won't be enforcing federal gun control laws that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Federal laws aren't nullified by the new law, but it leaves enforcement up to the federal agencies themselves. And contrary to Boynton's claims, the Supreme Court has already ruled that the federal government cannot compel states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program, as Justice Anston Scalia wrote in the majority of the opinion of Prince versus United States. In that, we held in New York that Congress cannot compel the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. Today, we hold that Congress cannot circumvent that prohibition by conscripting the state's officers directly. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their particular subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. It matters not whether policymaking is involved, and no case-by-case weighing of the burdens or benefits is necessary. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty. And therein lies the problem. This is settled law. In the same way Roe versus Wade is settled law, this is settled law. We've had you may have heard in the news earlier that, the Supreme Court upheld Obamacare, for whatever reason again. And Schumer's out there going, it is the law of the land, we have won, and now we're going to make it bigger. Okay, Chuck, whatever you say, buddy. And so in that same vein, Chuck, this is going on too. See, the problem with the Democrats is they look at the Constitution, they look at the law as a salad bar. And they say to themselves, well, I'm not going to partake of the things I don't like, except that's not the way the law works. Right now, more than a dozen states have already legalized the recreational use of marijuana, even though it remains illegal under federal law. Now, by this same token, as they're coming out saying, well, you're going to enforce these gun laws, they should be also getting out there saying, you're going to enforce these marijuana laws. But you notice they're not doing that. Are they going to send a similar letter to Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont when he signs legislation allowing residents to purchase and use cannabis? Illegal immigration? California adopted a sanctuary state law a few years ago that bars state and local law enforcement from enforcing or cooperating in the enforcement of most federal immigration law. And the Supreme Court allowed the law to stand when it refused to accept a legal challenge last June. The Biden Justice Department hasn't challenged California or cities that have imposed similar sanctuary laws for illegal immigrants. In fact, they've done the opposite. In April, an attorney, a top DOJ official, rescinded a Trump administration rule that blocked DOJ grants to sanctuary cities. So, this is settled. Now, in this position they're taking, the Biden administration also seems to be taking the position that not only do states and localities not have to enforce the federal laws recording marijuana or illegal immigration, they can't face any sort of financial sanction for doing so. But they must enforce every gun control law put in place at the federal level, or else risk losing federal grants and assistance. It's one thing to make that argument in a letter to Governor Brad Parson and Attorney General Eric Schmidt. But now we have a defining double standard put in place by the administration that they would have to try to defend in court. So I'm waiting to see how Missouri responds to this. And I'm guessing that the Attorney General there is eager to defend the new law from any legal assault by the Biden administration. It is on solid legal ground, but fighting for the law and a legal challenge brought by the DOJ would be a boon to Schmidt's campaign for the U.S. Senate seat that will be up for grabs in next year's midterms. This is about to get good. This double standard, coupled with the things they're doing with the ATF and everything else, all of this is going to be laid bare on this administration of these Democrats. And, hey, you get to see them for what they are. This is like in that movie, They Live, when you put on the sunglasses. They're giving us the sunglasses to see what they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis. DeSantisHolster.com. I'm checking on a couple of things before we go forward here. I don't... So, did they... I thought they were going to consider Chipman's nomination today. Am I wrong about that? I guess I might be wrong about that. Anyway, most federal nominees receive rote consideration in the Senate. If the president is of the same party of the Senate majority, nominees are generally very easily confirmed. Only a few nominees ever run into any procedural hurdle. The exception to the rule is and should be David Chipman, the current nominee for the director of the ATF. And to understand why, let's do a quick recap of some of the pertinent data, shall we? There are tens of millions of semi-automatic, box-fed magazine rifles in the United States today. Is that even grammatically semi-automatic? There are tens of millions of semi-automatic rifles that are box-fed by magazines. Maybe that's more. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. There's more. There's upwards of 500 million guns in the United States today. That's enough for one person to get one in a fraction. Nearly 20 million Americans in states where they have concealed carry permits have permits, which is a 304% increase since 2007. This does not include the 22 constitutional carry states, because Abbott finally signed, and we've got another one coming on, so that'll be 22. That does not include those. We don't know what the numbers are on those, but you're probably looking at least another 20 million, wouldn't you think? With more firearms in circulation, violent crime has, on average, gone down. Firearms are part of our DNA. They're part of American culture. We can use them recreationally. Millions of Americans do it daily. But they also serve a very important function as a personal protection item from violent criminals and, yes, in the extreme, government agents. Because the entire point of the Second Amendment is to ensure that individuals have access to private arms in case the people must, after all of the recourses have been exhausted, act as a physical check on abusive foreign or domestic powers, including our own domestic government. For the hand-wringers who proclaim that simple rifles are no match for tanks and jets, right now the Taliban still controls wide swaths of territory in Afghanistan after 20 years of American military action there. So clearly, rifles play an important role in our society to ensure human liberty for generations to come. The founders of this country made sure to codify what the people at large already knew, nearly unanimously acknowledged. The right to keep and bear arms for self-protection is an inalienable right. No power existed nor was granted to the government to infringe on these basic fundamental rights. And this is the problem with David Chipman. It is against this background that Chipman's nomination has naturally become so very divisive. This is not just among gun owners, but all Americans who are still concerned with the rule of law and America's foundational principles. During Chipman's May 26 Senate hearing in his nomination, he confirmed his radical anti-gun agenda and revealed himself to be wholly incompetent. Not a single Republican senator left the hearing saying he or she would vote for Chipman, and many Democrat senators used their time to help him clarify his past statements about gun confiscation and his interest in arresting people before they commit crimes. Now, in questioning with Senator Tom Cotton, Chipman claimed the ATF defines an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22. This includes all the AR-15s out there, because they are basically caliber .223. And likely most rifles produced within the last 80 years. The M1 carbine was designed in 1938, for example. Chipman also told Senator Ted Cruz that he supports a total ban on the AR-15. during his exchange with Senator John Kennedy, Chipman said he was unable to define an assault weapon. Now remember, Chipman was in the ATF for 22 years, and he has lobbied professionally against citizen-owned firearms. He left the ATF to work for Everytown for Gun Safety and the Giffords Law Center campaign, and he walked away from law enforcement and became a very well-paid anti-constitutional activist. The Giffords campaign, where he works today, is dedicated to gun confiscation and still claims the right to possess a firearm, is not based on an individual right of self-defense, but rather related to service in a militia based on the prefatory language in the amendment, which is wrong. Absolutely wrong. At the time of the Constitution, the drafting, the founding generation had many public conversations about gun ownership being an individual private right. So, you know, are Chipman and the Giffords campaign for gun confiscation so blinded by their ideology they won't even recognize the plain reading in the history of the Constitution as confirmed by the Supreme Court? Yes! His failures extend much further than ignoring recent Supreme Court opinions. He lobbied Congress for bills that require direct registration and licensing for guns, which would massively expand and computerize and weaponize the already massive ATF gun registry the government currently operates, that being the NFA, all the NFA items. Americans cannot tolerate a political class that hates the people who put them in power. We just can't do it. A political class that dehumanizes and insults the American people cannot ever make decisions that originate in ideas and policy. They will use emotion, bias, and bigotry to dominate the other. And we cannot be subjected to that political class. And Chipman is a member of that political class, animated by contempt for you that he's supposed to serve. During his career as a well-paid anti-gun lobbyist, he's dismissed gun buyers as fearful and preparing for end-time scenarios and zombie apocalypses. Okay. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed a bill making Juneteenth a national holiday, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, and the government said most federal employees will get Friday off to celebrate.
The truth is, it's not simply not enough just to commemorate Juneteenth. After all, emancipation of enslaved black Americans didn't mark the end of America's work to deliver on the promise of equality.
Senator Roy Blunt says Obamacare is getting harder and harder to unravel.
The Affordable Care Act gets constantly woven deeper and deeper into the system.
The Missouri Republican making that remark after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act for a third time. Blunt telling reporters the high court had another chance to eliminate Obamacare, but did not do it. USA Radio News. It's a mixed day on Wall Street as investors continue to digest the latest update from the Fed Reserve. The central bank didn't change interest rates, but said it expects higher inflation. At the close, the Dow losing 210 points to close at 33,823. The S&P losing nearly 2 points to fall to 42,21. As the push continues to get college students vaccinated, one governor is taking action against such a move.
Arizona's governor says that the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantis Holster. That's singular. DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, coming out of, what was this again? Stanford. The latest study. I look at some of these studies, and to me, some of this stuff is just sort of obvious. And correct me if I am wrong on this. I'm sure there's some people that have the sort of the same idea I may have with this. I think anybody that shoots a bunch of people for no reason is mentally ill in some way, shape, or fashion. Whether it's diagnosed, undiagnosed, you know, doesn't matter to me. Well, we get this from Stanford. They came out with this study saying that most of these rampage killers have undiagnosed psychiatric illnesses. Really? Over half of the perpetrators were found to have schizophrenia, with psychotic symptoms including the belief they are receiving messages from demons and seeing hallucinations ordering them to kill, burn, or destroy. Yeah, okay. This was just published, and they focused on 115 assailants of shootings committed between 1982 and 2019, and then narrowed that number down to the ones that survived, which is good because then they could actually examine them. And they noted, we found that most mass shooters in our study experienced undiagnosed and unmedicated psychiatric illness. describing the findings as striking. The study notes that symptoms of clinical psychiatric disorders were identified in almost half of the shooters, or all of the shooters, 32 out of 35. Half of the perpetrators, 18, were found to have schizophrenia with psychotic symptoms, including the belief they were receiving messages from demons. Further, 10 of the shooters were diagnosed as bipolar, delusional, and suffering from personality disorders. They also noted that none were medicated or received any other treatment prior to the crime. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, around here, where I live, there used to be this thing called the charter hospitals. And these were psychiatric hospitals. And you could go to them. Every single one of them is closed today. I don't know why they're closed today. I don't know why they became closed. I don't know whether they lost funding or whether we lost the... But whatever it is, mental illness has been so stigmatized that we allow monsters to grow. Most of these are never going to do anything. I mean, most mentally ill people are not dangerous. But the problem is the ones that are. The ones that are not medicated. Then there's the others that get medicated and then they come off of the medication cold turkey. That's another story altogether. To make these diagnoses, the study focused on the records of forensic psychiatrists and court proceedings, in addition to writings and social media posts made by the shooters. They found that in 20 mass shooting cases where the perpetrators died, at least 8 had schizophrenia, 7 had other diagnoses, and 5 had unknown mental illnesses. While concluding that diagnosis and treatment of mental illness could have decreased violence, the study notes that psychiatric research on the nature and incidence of mental illness among mass shooters remains largely understudied. No kidding. They continue on. Most of the cases of domestic mass murders possibly might have been prevented had the assailant been more consistently assisted to receive a correct diagnosis, followed by psychiatric medication treatment to save lives. That is a observation that many people make. They would have to receive intense psychiatric treatment. I'm talking about in-house psychiatric treatment. I haven't been saying that right. Psychiatric. And why don't we have that? I mean, today you can get drugs that have to do with this type of thing from your general practitioner. How many people actually go to a psychiatrist today? How many people actually have a shrink, as they would say? How many people go to a psychologist? Is there one that is better than the other? I know a lot of legal minds get out there. Well, a psychologist is not even a doctor. Well, a psychiatrist is. How many are out there actually practicing that get a chance to get a hold of one of these patients? And that's what they are. Until the moment that they break into a place and start shooting it up, they should be considered patients. They have this whole wind up into this action they're about to take. And all the first 4 steps they can be interceded on and then treated. And it has happened a couple of times. The only problem is that when in that 5th step, in that 5th moment, when they actually open up and they start killing people, at that particular time, there's nothing left. There's no way to, if they survive the rampage killing spree that they have started themselves, they can be treated, but they will be doing untold damage. Some of these people are very cunning. The ones that have actually studied this stuff, I mean, most of these guys are copying something. They're copying something they've seen that they admire. So when they copy it, the ones that really do a lot of thinking, they get out there and they say, I need time. And they're correct. Time is the enemy of the victims of a rampage killer. The more time that they get to operate without being disrupted, they're going to do more damage. They're going to kill an average of 4 people per minute. This is if they have to move around. If they actually find enough people in one spot, like the Aurora movie theater, then the number killed per minute goes way up really fast. You'll notice, but then when you look at other of these, like Mandalay Bay, after the initial group, because he was shooting at a very long distance with an AR-15, a 5.56, and I've seen the distance between Mandalay Bay and where he was shooting. And after that initial mass of people got out of the way, after they scattered, after he had killed most of the people he was going to kill, then it became a little more sporadic as to who he was hitting. Because everybody was moving target by that time. So, it's interesting that they've come out with that study. I'm glad they've admitted this and everything else. I've always thought this, but by the same token, why don't we have any facilities in place to take care of these people? To keep them from becoming what they become? That's my question. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Ghost guns. They're the bogeyman right now. I don't really understand what the big deal is about them. I don't understand why criminals file off the serial number off of a gun, for example. Because they're not the ones that bought it. It wasn't purchased in the jurisdiction where they're operating. So, why? Anyway, that's all beside the point. I'm just wondering out loud. Right now, everybody's acting like criminals are flocking to ghost guns. These are weapons that require a fair bit of work before they're remotely considered functioning firearms. But sure, right? What we're supposed to believe is that bad guys, who generally can't seem to do an honest day's work to save their life, are going to get out there and learn enough stuff and then gather the equipment, gather the pieces, and then build a ghost gun. And it's happening. They're being built left and right. Now, this won't stop lawmakers from blaming their new bogeyman, and it won't stop anti-gun crusaders from blaming them either. It's not expensive or difficult to produce large numbers of untraceable firearms in the United States, whether for private use, sale on the criminal market, or arming violent extremists. It's actually startlingly cheap and easy to mass-produce firearms that police can't track, which are often called ghost guns. For $2,000, you can buy a machine, which is not going to be much bigger than your desktop laser printer that will do the trick. But you don't even need that. You can do it with simple power tools. And, you know, it's perfectly legal to privately manufacture firearms without a license in the U.S., but it's illegal to sell or give away privately manufactured firearms without a license. A person producing a single ghost gun for their own personal use may not rise to the level of official concern, but the undetected mass production of untraceable weapons makes it much more difficult to map and disrupt the illicit market that supply guns for use in crime. Federal law does not require privately made firearms to have serial numbers or other identifiers, which makes it impossible to trace transfers of ownership to follow the guns where they've been used in crimes. They have no history and they come from nowhere. And this, all of that was a description that some yahoo was given about guns, and it tells you he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Truth of the matter is that there's millions of firearms that are untraceable despite having a serial number. They do have a history, but whether through sales or gifting or theft, they're no longer with the last owner who went through the FFL holder. And as a result, you can't follow the guns any more than you can a ghost gun. So having the serial number does nothing. Further, you can buy machines that will churn out so-called ghost gun receivers, but can also be used for any number of other purposes. They're called CNC machines. And the ghost gunner is built just for making firearms receivers, but it's far from the only machine that will fit the bill. Then there's the 3D printers. They can churn out all the parts for certain firearms, but especially for ghost guns. And yet, for all the hysteria over ghost guns, the fact remains that stolen guns in criminal hands continue to be the biggest threat on our streets. And the reports of how so-called ghost guns are showing up at more crime scenes more often is usually devoid of any numbers or, if there are numbers, any points of comparison. We don't really know how big the threat is. There'll be somebody say, oh, well, remember, there was just one shooting here. Meanwhile, from what numbers do get mentioned, we know that any problems pale in comparison to those of stolen firearms, which number in the millions. You know, while we're sitting out here trying to figure out how many guns are in circulation, that does not take into account anything in the black market. I have no idea where we would get those numbers from. And what this push boils down to is a loss of control. It's impossible to control a population that is capable of arming themselves without having to ask for permission. And here's the problem with this. For the anti-gunners, the genie is long out of the bottle, and she's not going to go back inside. If the gun violence activists want to actually address the problem, they need to stop looking at homemade firearms. Ghost guns aren't going anywhere. They're not going to be able to stop that whole setup. This last little bit, it just tickled me to read this, okay? There was a movie that came out a long time ago called The Life of Brian, where there was this group called the Judean People's Front that you never saw until the very end of the movie. And these were supposed to be the saviors. They were like, you know, like military people. And they rush in at the very end of the movie, and they proclaim themselves the Judean People's Front Crack Suicide Squad. And so they killed themselves before they saved anybody in the movie. And this is what this reminds me of now. A group of student climate activists have decided to disband this week after arriving at the conclusion that they are too racist to continue carrying out their mission. School strike for Climate Auckland, a New Zealand chapter affiliated with Greta Thunberg's climate justice movement among students, decided its disbandment was well overdue after getting what was apparently a very convincing woke education on how BIPOC, black, indigenous, and people of color communities are disproportionately affected by climate change. This is what happens when you get woke. You get so woke that you self-destruct. You just implode. This is pretty funny. This is kids. This is children. I think this is from Facebook, their Facebook post. School Strike for Climate Auckland is disbanding as an organization. We are not holding any more climate strikes in the Auckland region. Our members have also separated from the national SS4C team. Going forward, we will only be using our social media to uplift BIPOC-led climate justice spaces in Auckland. BIPOC communities are disproportionately affected by climate change, so the fight for climate justice should be led by their voices and needs, not ours. We're disbanding because since 2019, SS4C Auckland, as well as the wider national group, though we can't speak on their behalf, has been a racist, white-dominated space. SS4C Auckland has avoided, ignored, and tokenized BIPOC voices and demands, especially those of Pacifica and Maori. Additionally, they said the urgent need to decolonize the organization have been put off for far too long, and their organization delayed paying financial reparations for the work BIPOC group individuals within and alongside the group had done for them in the past. So the decision to disband was made under the suggestion and guidance of BIPOC members of our group. I don't know. That just seems funny to me. This is how woke can you go? It's a circular firing squad being woke. It's like a disease. I've never seen the likes of this. I mean, I've seen a few things, but never nothing like this. Anyway, we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.